Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Today, I want to talk to you about one of the most common mistakes I see in all restaurants. It's called a spiral. I'll talk to you about it in a second. Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. Like I said earlier, this is a very common mistake that I see in restaurants. I call it a restaurant spiral. Well, there's downward spirals and there's upward spirals. And then in the middle of the spiral, you can coast. Let me explain. We all get pretty comfortable in our restaurants at certain points in certain areas of our restaurants. We get good at it and we kind of forget about it. It's not that we forget about it or that we're purposely ignoring it. We just have so many other things to do. So if we open up our restaurant and then a couple years later, we've made a few tweaks to our menu, but we're pretty happy with our menu. Our staff is doing a pretty good job executing the menu. So we coast and we worry about other things in our restaurant. Now that gets more of our attention, right? For obvious reasons. The challenge is, sooner or later, that coasting is going to hit you like a ton of bricks. Something's going to happen. You're going to run head into a Mack truck. Either your food cost is going to be out of control, or customers stop coming in as much. You've gotten complacent. So then what ends up happening, let's say it's a food cost issue, right? You're not making as much money. You go, you do some research, and it's a food cost issue. You haven't been raising prices. You haven't been keeping up with new trends and things. So here you are. You have a food cost issue. You just got hit by a ton of bricks. So you have a couple of choices. The downward spiral is what often happens, and it doesn't happen on purpose. It's not, we don't intentionally do this, but we start cutting corners. We get more careful about portioning. Maybe we cut back portioning. We go from an 8-ounce burger to a 7-ounce burger or a 6-ounce burger. We try to find a cheaper alternative, right? We call up our vendors. We say, I used to pay $3 a pound for meat. Now I'm paying $4 a pound for meat. This is ridiculous. And then your vendor says, I'll get you meat for $3 a pound. You don't need to worry about it. And they get you meat for $3 a pound, but it's a little less quality. You change your bun. You change your cheese. Whatever it is. We don't do it on purpose. We just do it. And then customers notice it. They may not notice it exactly, but something's not the same. I tell the story a lot of times. I was working with a really high-end Mexican restaurant. We were using cheese that was $4 a pound. The cheese was more expensive than any of the proteins that we purchased at the restaurant. Well, not the shrimp, but any of the meat and the chicken. But it was really good cheese. It held up really well. It didn't separate. It was just delicious cheddar cheese, and it made certain things awesome at their restaurant. And they could more than afford it. They stopped working with me and they changed their cheese. They went to, some vendor walked in and said, I can get you the same cheese for $2.50 a pound. Well, it wasn't exactly the same cheese. It wasn't as good. And people don't necessarily know, oh, they've changed their cheese. I'm not eating there anymore. But I get a phone call one day and someone says, I used to eat at the restaurant all the time and I would buy their enchiladas, but they're just not as good anymore. And I took them home one day and the cheese did some weird thing in the fridge. And anyways, I don't know what you're doing different, but I just don't like that restaurant anymore. Well, for that one person who called me, imagine how many other people out there were experiencing the same thing. And the way I know that is because the restaurant went out of business about 3 months later after they made some of these changes. That's the downward spiral that we go on. We make one little change, and then that affects our customers' satisfaction, and then that affects how many customers we have in the restaurant. Then we need to start focusing on marketing more, and we ignore the operations, and we're spending more money on marketing, and then we can't afford to hire the staff that we need, and blah, 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 right? Before you know it, we've downward spiraled out of control. I want to propose to you the upward spiral, which is when you find out that you have a food cost issue, double down on it. Go to better quality product. Call up your vendors and say, I will not pay more than this, and I want product that's the same or better than what I'm using now. Have them bring you 6 different cheeses. Test them. When we weren't able to work with a vendor anymore at our pizza restaurant, we had to change cheese providers because the specialty cheese that we got was only coming from the one vendor. Whole long story. Anyways, the point is, they're like, oh, well, everybody uses this cheese instead of that cheese. It's no problem at all. I'm like, well, that's great. Bring me that and 5 other cheeses, more expensive and less expensive. And then they brought in the cheeses and we made pizzas and we found the 2 that we really liked on the pizza when it was hot. But we were a pizza by the slice restaurant. So our pizza sat for an hour or 2 under a heat lamp and then we reheated it. So then we tested it that way. We liked them both. Then we put the pizza in the fridge for overnight and tested it the next morning, as a customer maybe taking home a pizza would do. Well, one cheese stood out well above the others, but it was more expensive than we were paying for the other one. So we went to the vendor and we said, we want that cheese, but we want it at this price. And we went back and forth for a while, and finally the vendor said, well, if you agree to buy this cheese from us for a year in these quantities, we will lock in that price for you. And if our price goes down, we'll pass the savings on to you. We got it all written in a contract. And then here we are with a better or equivalent cheese. At least it was equivalent. I actually think it was better at the same price, or in some cases less. That's the upward spiral. I highly suggest that every time you need to make a change in your restaurant, you choose the high ground. You choose to go on the upward spiral. If customers aren't coming into your restaurant, instead of focusing on marketing, focus on operations. Focus on your menu. Come up with new things. Increase the food quality. Let people have an amazing experience at your restaurant and tell the whole world. Because when you operate the best restaurant, you don't need to worry about marketing. I hope you enjoyed today's video. My name is Ryan Gromfin, and I look forward to bringing you another great video next week.
Hey,
have a fantastic
day. Did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.